Praise God and welcome to Revival Today with Pastor Mark Show. Today's message is From Empty to Overflow.
The message that God has placed in my spirit is From Empty to Overflow. From Empty to Overflow. I want you to know that you are a vessel, number one. We're going to talk about this. And that you need to be able to hold water. Turn to somebody and say, I need to be able to hold water. Too many times we come before God and we say, Lord, we want you to fill us. And Lord, we need increase. And Lord, I believe you for change. But I need the body to understand the word is about supply and need. God's word is all about filling us. But I believe that the church don't know what God is going to fill you with or how it gets done or what's required of you. God cannot continuously fill you to see it just be lost. So God is about repairing and restoring broken vessels. A vessel that cannot hold water cannot amount to anything. But the Bible says that God is a way maker. And the word of God says that in the scripture in Psalms 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. How many of you have heard that? We heard it this morning in a testimony. So I'm going to open up with some scriptures so that I can talk to you for a minute. If you look at Exodus 34:6, it says, the Lord passes before him and proclaims, the Lord God, merciful. Number one, the Bible says that he's merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth. So now I need you to understand that when God said that he restores you, he wants you to know that he can fill you up with abounding love. Long suffering. We as vessels have to understand we are those that are choosing to open up our heart and say, Lord, Lord, please change my life. But when God comes in to change your life, he's going to first start to restore some things in our life. And I need you to understand that a vessel that is broken, even though it looks good, it cannot amount to anything. So even if you went and filled it with water, it might be full for a minute, but it's going to be lost. So I'm going to go somewhere with this word. Go to the next scripture, Psalms 107, in the 9th verse. It says, for he satisfies the what? Thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Turn to someone and say, he fills the hungry with good things. Now, in the scripture, it says this is what it's declaring. Now, I need you to look at it like this. If you're a vessel, let's look at this little plastic bottle. The Bible says that he satisfies the thirsty. It's important that you know that you will not drink unless you're thirsty. If you don't desire to go after the word of God, guess what? You're going to always go about unfull, unsatisfied. But the Bible says he satisfies the thirsty. I need you to know that in the body of God, we need to get back to that thirsting after righteousness. Because what we have gotten too comfortable with is we got comfortable with knowing him. And we got comfortable with thinking that we're already a vessel ready to be used by him. But the Bible says that you are the potter and he is the clay. No, he's the potter and we're the clay. So what is that saying is that there's got to be some molding and shaping that goes on in our life. And too many times we don't understand that God is constantly shaping you. You cannot remain the same. In the Lord. Like the sister was testifying today, she talked about how she was stuck. Don't you know God wants to bring you from what you used to be into something more? But he can't do it when you think. And when you think that, he's not going to change some things in your life. So the next scripture that I have. So the Bible says, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills what? The hungry. That scripture says fills the hungry. How many of you are hungry for the things of God? If you're not hungry for the things of God, that's why you're going nowhere spiritually. How many of you have ever been hungry where you literally was driving home and said, I'm hungry? You said, I got to get something to eat. It's the same thing spiritually. And God has begun to show me that the church and the people are starting to question and no longer become thirsty after righteousness. That means you don't ever go home and study your word. You don't look at your Bible. You don't question what you're doing with your lifestyle. Instead, we take anything into our spirit. But God wants you to be hungry for something. He can't constantly just keep on coming and pouring it into you. Because like I said, like the vessel, if the vessel has holes in it, God is not going to waste his time. He's going to first start off fixing it. And if he's going to fix it, that means it's going to hurt sometime. So let's go on. So he says here, he fills the hungry with good things. Turn to somebody and say, with good things. When the sister stood up and said that God has blessed her, and we have to get this understanding in our spirit, he has blessed us, but he wants us to also understand that he cannot bless you if you will not walk in your blessing. You have to fight for it. You have to stand up and trust in the Lord, your God. Amen. Give God some praise. And next scripture says in Joel 2:13, it says, return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate. You see, the Bible says, he says, I'm merciful and what? Compassionate. The church has to get back to that place where if we're truly walking in the things of God, he wants you to reflect him. So now if I'm filling my vessel, God is filling me up, not with just the Holy Ghost, because the Bible says that the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. So now the Holy Ghost comes in our life and it begins to patch up the holes. We start to get clean now. All of a sudden we're a vessel that can hold water. But the Bible says that God is what? He is merciful and he is also compassionate. So that means, what is it saying is that it's also, he's slow to what? Anger. What God is filling you with has to reflect him. And too long, we have been standing up before the world and before man and saying that we're representing God, representing Christ, and we're not filled up with compassion. It says in his word, he's slow to anger. That means you should have a spirit that is patient. But instead, we're not looking what we're being filled up with. Instead, we think that Jesus came, he died on the cross for us, we got saved, he restored us, but then we're not taking on the Christ-like nature. Without having the Christ-like nature, guess what? The world doesn't have nothing to look up to. So the church is walking around saying, Lord, fill me. And God says, I can't fill you because you're full of holes right now. When you went before me and prayed and said, restore me, he began to restore you, patch some things up, and he started to make it new again. And then you began to no longer thirst after him because you were all set for a few moments. But we have to understand that the devil's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. So he's going to come up in your business. He's going to get back in your vessel. And he's going to try to tear down what God has already begun in your life. And this is why the scripture says, when it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, I need you to understand that you have to hold on to the strength and to the word of God, because that's what's going to give you increase. That's what's going to give you the ability to fight against the devil. You cannot fight against the devil in your own strength. And that's why we must learn to trust in the Lord all the time, at all times. Amen. I have a change here. Let's go on to, I want you to turn, those that have your Bibles today, because, let me see if I have this. You know, yeah. Turn with me to Psalms 16, 5 through 11. And I'm going to have Elder read that. And this is where I'm going with the lessons of those that are watching online. We're going to study and look at this book here, because I believe that the Lord is going to fill your cup. But you must understand what he's going to fill it with. But before you can be filled up, you have to be restored, renewed, revived. So it says, go ahead and read.
Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup.
So Dave began to say to God, this is who you are to me. King Dave, this is before he was a king, but he began to sing these songs. He said, Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. Somebody say, make my lot secure.
Make my lot secure.
God will fill you, but now he's going to bring along some benefits. So he's saying, I'm going to fill you, but also I'm going to secure you. Now, when I talk about secure, we're looking at a time right now where society is going in all different directions, even the church. And God is saying, I am your rock. I am your foundation. I am your security system. So when David began to say the song before the Lord, he said, you alone are my portion and my cup. Go ahead and read.
The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
Pleasant places. Turn to someone and say, pleasant places.
Pleasant places.
Okay, go ahead and read.
Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
See, so David began to say, see, he knew what God had already promised. So he says, surely I have an inheritance. I need you to know that we are new creatures in Christ. And guess what? Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are what? New. So that vessel that was broken, that broken heart that you are fighting against, that broken spirit, God is about replacing. And then he said, I'm going to give you an inheritance, something better to look forward to. And you know what? Heaven and earth, everything else may pass away, but what? His word is not going to. And the Bible, and what God is saying to the body is that we're not relying on his word. We're relying on everything else. And this is why holes are all in your vessel. This is why you cannot look forward to his inheritance. That's why in society today you're trying to do and become all kinds of things to fill a void in your life. And then when God finally does fill that void, what we do is we get too comfortable and we act like, wow, I have plenty in me so I can stand up against anything. But you have to constantly thirst. That means sometimes you're going to be full. But after a while, you're going to be thirsty again. Is that right? Even in the natural. In the natural, you might have plenty in you. You ever walk around, you can hear the water slushing? So even in the word of God, you got to constantly restore and store up. But you cannot store up if you're broken, church. You can't store up if you're constantly saying, I don't need nothing right now. God is saying, I want to fill you up, but first I need to restore you. Go ahead and read.
I will praise the Lord who has counseled me. Even at night, my heart instructs me.
See, so right there, I need you to see that it says in the word, this is the instruction. He said, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Who is counseling you? What is counseling you? Is the TV counseling you? Is the government and politics counseling you? David said, you're counseling me. You're speaking to my spirit in the middle of the night. I need you to know that God is going to bring you to a higher place because that's in his word. But he can't bring you there if you constantly go everywhere else and don't seek the counsel of the Lord. Because the counsel of the Lord is what's going to give you strength from day to day. How many of us want strength day to day? If we want strength day to day, guess what? We need to be able to get full and fill up, but we must also be able to hold on to it. Where are you in your spiritual walk? If you truly reflect on your life and you reflect on your relationship with God, are you truly filled up? If you are filled up, he says, I'm going to give you the fruits of my spirit. I'm going to show you how to be patient and how to love somebody. I'm going to show you how to suffer long. Now, why is this necessary? Because the devil does not cease. He's going to constantly go after you. But that's why the scripture, when I said earlier, I can do all things, you have to prophesy that over your situation. You have to look at that situation. You can't run from it. But you have to face it, and you have to prophesy and declare before that spirit that I can do all things in Christ Jesus that strengthen me, because he's more than enough. And guess what? As you begin to speak to whatever's coming against you, guess what? God is going to give you strength and begin to fill you up. And I know I need to be full up and filled up constantly.
Amen.
I need to thirst constantly. I need to always dehydrate. What do they call it? Dehydrate. Amen. Go ahead and read.
I keep my eyes always on the Lord.
See, so the scripture says, he said, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. Where are your eyes? What are you looking at? Thus said the Lord. Why are you constantly blaming him for what's going on in your life? You keep on looking at everything else. And what we do is we're looking at everything else and we're blaming God and saying, God, why aren't you doing it? And the scripture says, David said, I keep my eyes what? Always on what?
On the Lord.
The Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. He didn't say, go talk to Paul. He didn't say, go to talk to somebody else. He said, follow me, and I'll make you. So he took personal ownership of his disciples. He said, listen, I'm going to show you what's required of you. How many of you want God to move in your life? How many of you want to look like you're advancing in life? It's nice to achieve good things and accomplish great things in your life, but all of that's going to pass away. I've seen people that were totally excited about the many blessings in their life, but they couldn't hold on to it because they were a mess with their lifestyle. They were a mess. They were broken. And so even when good things came into their life, they couldn't hold on to it. But God is one that will teach you how to be kept, how to keep things in your life. Go ahead and read the next scripture. I'm not going to hold you much longer. Go ahead.
With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure.
See, so what does it say? With him as my what? Right hand? I will not be shaken. Why are we always shooken up? See, the cup cannot run over if you don't hold on to his word. He is making it clear through his word that he's going to always be by your side. God is the one. Go ahead.
Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices.
See, so he begins to say, my heart is glad and my tongue. Now, you see that scripture, my tongue. Even when the situation around you looks bad, you have to hold on and declare what God, what thus said the Lord. Declare with your tongue. I know sometimes people will look at you and say, well, you crazy because this is what's happening. You up there saying this. But you have to speak it and prophesy it into your life and declare over the situation and declare that God is still able. I believe even with Job, even when everything went wrong in his life and God removed the hedge so that the enemy may have access to him, sometimes God's going to allow something to come over you to prove you. And guess what? We as saints, sometimes we don't want to be proven because guess what? We want to stay the way we are. But God is trying to take you to a higher place. And just like the sister testified earlier, is that you don't even realize that you're in bondage to something. But God said, I'm trying to free you, but you have to take a step of faith. And that step will bring you towards growth. Spiritually. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also declare, go ahead and read.
My body also will rest secure.
See, so my body also will rest secure. This is what he'll do. He'll fill you. He'll give you rest. So this is why we have to understand that the struggles that we're going through right now, God says, I will take your burden. I will take your problem. I will restore your life. I will fill you up. This is what the word is saying. I will, I will, I will, I will. But you have to believe in the word. And you have to allow him to change some things enough to patch up what's going on in your life. And as he begins to do that, you're going to find that you're going to see that you start to notice you're operating differently instead of operating out of no patience, no love, always angry. But God says, I'm going to bring peace in your spirit. I'm going to bring joy in your life. Excuse me. How many of us want him to bring joy and peace? This is what your vessel should be containing. The love of God.
Amen.
The love of God is what he's going to fill you with. His love. Go ahead and finish up. Read it.
Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
Amen, amen. Let us stand. There's a scripture there that says, it says in John 8:12. I'm not keeping you long today. It says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have light of life. So he said, I am. He already made it clear that you can't do it without him. You're the light of the world. I need you to know that people need to see God in you. It says in 2 Thessalonians 3 and 5, it says, may the Lord direct your heart into God's love and Christ's perseverance. You see that? He's going to direct your heart into God's love. Are you ready for his love? Are you ready for his love? The last scripture I have is Romans 15:13. It says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy. You see that? See, so when I talk about you being filled up, He said, I will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Because you trust in him. He will fill you with joy and peace. Are you going through something right now where you don't have peace? He said, I will fill you up with joy and peace. Do you believe he can do it? Do you believe he can do it? I don't hear you. Do you believe he can do it? Hallelujah. So he said, I will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust him. So when the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your understanding, he'll direct your path. He'll keep you. And why would there be so many scriptures about trusting God? It's because that's what you're going to need, church. Even the things that are going on with this pandemic. If you don't trust God, and trusting God don't mean be foolish. But trusting God means that, listen, I know what I'm being told to do, so I'm going to do that. But I know God still got it because I'm a servant to others. If you trust God, he can do it. He can do it. Hallelujah. And it says, then you will overflow with what? Confidence, hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. See, so if you feel like you lost hope, if you feel like everything is run out of you, guess what? That's why God said, I will fill you, I will restore you, and I will give you peace again. I will give you rest again. I will give you hope again. But you can't do it in your own strength. You have to go before the throne and say, Lord, restore me. Lord, rebuild me. Lord, renew me. Because I need you. I need you. And only you I need. It's time for the church to not be dried up anymore. And the words that we speak must truly come from the Lord. And so guess what? When you speak to your situation, he said, I'm going to fill you up because you're thirsty. I'm going to fill you up because you're chasing after me. I'm going to fill you up because you love me. I'm going to fill you up because you're not listening to the flesh. I'm going to fill you up because you are in love with me.
Praise God, praise God. From empty to overflow, God wants to fill us up. But he cannot fill us up when we have holes all in our life. God is going to patch them, renew us, restore us. And guess what? You're going to get filled up with his holiness. Listen, if you enjoy the word of God with Pastor Macho, please go to our website and donate to our ministry and be a blessing to us. Our website is houseofpraisenep.org. Please reach out and give by supporting us. We need your support. Also, if you want to come visit us, come to Manchester, New Hampshire. Come to 1850 Elm Street and you will be blessed. Our Sunday morning services start at 10 a.m. So come and be part of what God is doing. Thank you again and keep us in your prayers.